This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli stresses doubling agriculture reproduction by adopting modern agriculture. House of Representatives meeting adjourned without entering business, following protests from MPs of CPN Maoist Center over use of the term violence. Nepali Congress demands resignation of Deputy Speaker Indira Rana Mugger over her alleged misuse of office. And U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris puts leader Donald Trump on defensive in fiery presidential debate. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has stressed the need for doubling agricultural production by adopting modern and productive agriculture. Addressing the 13th Annual General Assembly of Agriculture and Forestry University at Balwata today, Prime Minister Oli called on the university to produce skilled human resources to bring reform in the country's agriculture. The Prime Minister, who is also the Chancellor of the university, emphasized on collaboration among the government, cooperatives and private sector for the modernization of the country's agriculture. The head of the government also shared that the government is planning fruit cultivation in vacant land in the forest for ensuring self-reliance on food productions. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli had said late leader Subhas Chandra Nimbang played a pivotal role in facilitating the promulgation of the constitution from the historic Second Constitutional Assembly. Addressing a memorial function commemorating the first death anniversary of Constitutional Assembly Chair and CPN UML's then Vice Chair Nimbang in Lalitpur today, Prime Minister Oli remembered the late leader as a true follower of democracy. The House of Representatives meeting has been adjourned without entering the main business, following a debate between MPs of the ruling party and the main opposition party over the use of the term violence. The debate surfaced after CPN UML MP Yogesh Patwai on the 20th of August termed the armed conflict led by then Maoist as violence. In response, MPs of CPN Maoist Center expressed objection to the term and demanded that the word be removed from the record of the parliament. However, Speaker Debraj Kimire informed the House that since the word violence was not found to be unparliamentary and it should not be removed from the records. Then MPs of the Maoist Center protested by saying that the use of the word violence is the violation of the constitution. Maoist Center Chief Whip Hitraj Pandey and MP Devendra Puvel said the use of the word violence disregarded the armed conflict waged by the Maoist party. But CPN UML Chief Whip Mohesh Bhutola and MP Raghuji Pant claimed that the word violence was not aimed at any particular individual, but at the heinous and inhuman activities that took place during the armed conflict. However, the opposition MPs continued with their protest, prompting the speaker to adjourn to the 15th of September. Earlier, expressing their views during 0 hour of the House of Representatives, lawmakers from the ruling Nepali Congress demanded the resignation of the Deputy Speaker Indira Rana Mugger. Nepali Congress lawmakers said the dignitary like the Deputy Speaker must have knowledge about Nepali Congress lawmakers said the dignitary like the deputy speaker must have knowledge about whether the signing of the recommendation letter for visa process to America was appropriate or not. The lawmakers suggested Deputy Speaker Rana to assist in the investigation process by resigning from the post. However, Rashtriya Swatantra Party lawmakers argued that the Deputy Speaker should not resign from the post since she already clarified not having adequate knowledge regarding issuance of the letter 19 months ago. Meanwhile, the ruling Nepali Congress has urged Deputy Speaker Rana to resign from her post. A meeting of the party's office bearers and former officials held today at Congress President Sher Bahadur Devva's residence in Bura Nilkantha decided to ask resignation from the Deputy Speaker. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi! मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नुपर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. news in English. Now on to some international news updates. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump met in a fiery debate, which is their first of the 2024 U.S. presidential election. According to the BBC, they debated policy, but personal attacks also dominated the 90-minute event. Leader Harris accused Mr. Trump of leaving the U.S. the worst unemployment since the Great Depression and said people leave his rallies early out of exhaustion and boredom, while Mr. Trump claimed that people don't go to Harris rallies, and if they go, she pays them.
Donald Trump left us the worst unemployment since the Great Depression. Donald Trump left us the worst public health epidemic in a century. You will see during the course of his rallies, he talks about fictional characters like Hannibal Lecter. He will talk about windmills cause cancer. And what you will also notice is that people start leaving his rallies early out of exhaustion and boredom.
People don't go to her rallies. There's no reason to go. And the people that do go, she's busing them in and paying them to be there. She's been there for 3.5 years. They've had 3.5 years to fix the border. They've had 3.5 years to create jobs and all the things we talked about. Why hasn't she done it?
Likewise, Mrs. Trump claimed that Ms. Harris hates Israel, while she termed the statement a lie and said Russian President Putin would be sitting in Ukrainian capital Kyiv if Mr. Trump were the U.S. president.
She hates Israel. She wouldn't even meet with Netanyahu when he went to Congress to make a very important speech. But just so you understand, they sent her to negotiate peace before this war started. 3 days later, he went in and he started the war.
Yet again, I said it at the beginning of this debate, you're going to hear a bunch of lies coming from this fellow. And that is another one. When I went to meet with President Zelensky, I've now met with him over 5 times. The reality is it has been about standing as America always should. If Donald Trump were president, Putin would be sitting in Kyiv right now.
Leader Trump also criticized Harris' record on immigration and the border, and also of shifting policy positions, while Harris blamed him for Trump abortion bans and the 6th January attack on the U.S. Capitol. Snap polls suggest Harris won the debate, but Trump says afterwards that she lost very badly. With the election taking place on the 5th of November, it is said Leader Harris is slightly ahead in national opinion polls, but key battleground states are very tight. Vietnam is suffering the aftermath of Typhoon Yagi, which battered the country, killing at least 179 people. According to the BBC, thousands of people have been evacuated from low-lying areas in the Vietnamese capital Hanoi. As the Red River surges to its highest level in 2 decades, flooding the streets. By Wednesday, flood waters from the swollen river reached a meter high in parts of the city, forcing some residents to navigate their neighborhoods by boat. The state media reported the power cut to some districts because of safety concerns. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Sudurpashchim Province, and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Koshi Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Sudurpashchim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Kipi Sharma Oli stresses doubling agricultural production by adopting modern agriculture. House of Representatives meeting adjourned without entering business, following protests from MPs of CPN Maoist Center over use of the term violence. Nepali Congress demands resignation of Deputy Speaker Indira Rana Magar over her alleged misuse of office. And U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris puts leader Donald Trump on defensive in fiery presidential debate. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.